With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Blizzard warnings have been posted for parts of the upper Midwest, where heavy snow is expected over the next few days. It's not good news for Thanksgiving travelers. Snow also in the forecast for parts of Ohio and western New York State. The northern plains getting some very heavy snow. It's making the roads hazardous, closing some interstates. The airport's packed with holiday travelers, but despite the heavy weather, things have been moving relatively trouble-free so far today. Presidential envoy Steve Witkoff is planning a visit to Moscow next week, where talks aimed at finally ending the war in Ukraine. This, as President Trump claims, tremendous progress in efforts to stop the bloodshed.
The president said his plan to end the war has been fine-tuned following recent negotiations with both sides. He announced on social media that he's sending envoy Steve Witkoff to meet with Russian President Putin and Army Secretary Dan Driscoll to meet with Ukrainian officials. He suggested he might meet soon with the Russian and Ukrainian presidents, but only when the deal to the war is final or in its final stages. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The death toll continues to rise. It's now 13 in Hong Kong, where fire has engulfed multiple high-rise buildings in a densely populated housing complex.
Video from the scene shows at least five buildings close to each other ablaze. Firefighters were aiming water at the intense flames from high up on ladder trucks. The raging fire sent up a column of flames and thick smoke as it spread on bamboo scaffolding and construction netting that had been set up around the exterior of the complex in the city's Tai Po district. Records show the housing complex consists of eight blocks housing almost 2,000 apartments. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 72 points. This is SRN News. A serious charge against Meta.
The internet giant, which owns Facebook and Instagram, is being accused by a former employee of ignoring sex trafficking on its platforms. Vaishnavi Jayakumar, who used to be Instagram's chief safety officer, has testified in a court filing that Meta would allow users to violate the prohibition on prostitution and sexual exploitation 16 times before finally being kicked off the platform. Pro-family groups have long argued that digital companies fail to protect kids. Michael Harrington reporting.
Despite the ongoing persecution of Christians in Turkey, there's been a surge of renewed optimism over the possible reopening of a Greek Orthodox religious seminary. It's been closed since 1971. The Halki Theological School has become a symbol of Orthodox heritage and a focal point in the drive for religious freedom in Turkey. Momentum for the seminary began to grow after Turkish President Erdogan discussed the issue with President Trump in September. SRN News. The Trump administration wants to roll back some especially stringent Biden-era environmental regulations.
The Environmental Protection Agency finalized a rule last year that imposed strict standards for soot pollution, saying that reducing fine particle matter from motor vehicles and industrial sources could prevent thousands of premature deaths every year. In a court filing this week, the EPA said the Biden-era rule was unlawful and done, in its words, without the rigorous stepwise process that Congress required. Bob Agner reporting.
The makers of ByHeart infant formula say tests of products tied to a botulism outbreak show that all of the company's products may have been tainted. Lab tests of 36 samples of formula from three different lots show that five samples contain the type of bacteria that can lead to the rare and potentially deadly illness. At least 31 babies in 15 states sickened by the outbreak that began in August. More details, SRNNews.com.